Good morning. Welcome to the Mindset Goddess. I am Valeska, your show host. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you all had a wonderful weekend. And I wanted to say sorry that I wasn't available to record the last segment of my self-love program last week at the end of the week, but I was sick. So I have to record it for you guys today. And that's what this episode is going to be about. Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend and you are ready to crush your goals on this Monday. So let's get started with today's episode, which is the last step of my self-love program that I developed for you guys. Let's talk about the fear of failure. This is a huge thing when we are working on a journey that is new to us, that is unfamiliar to us, or when we are trying to accomplish something different in life, like a new career or start college or even become a parent for the first time. In the back of our minds, very often we have a fear of failing, that we won't be good at this. This is what we think to ourselves. We won't be good at this. We're going to fail. And this is a normal thing. It's a natural thing to think to ourselves because we are human. So that's not a bad thing, that you may be thinking that you're afraid of failing. What can be bad is if you allow that fear of failure to stop you from trying. So as you go on this journey of self-love, of learning how to love yourself and respecting yourself, please keep in mind that it is okay to fail. So if you, throughout this journey, suddenly are finding that you are no longer loving yourself and respecting yourself the way you should, or maybe you just got off track, maybe you were on the right track for a while with this program and you somehow got off, please know that it's okay. You're human. It's totally okay. It takes courage to fail. And guess what? It takes even more courage to get back up. So if you fail once, twice, three times, four times, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you get yourself back up. That's the most important thing to remember. Even the most successful people in the world have failed at some point in their lives. Don't forget that. If you fail, do you know what that means? It means that you were willing to try. That is wonderful. That is so wonderful that you were willing to try. So just because you fail at something, it does not mean that you are a failure. You are not a failure. You get yourself back up and you keep going. That makes you a winner, not a failure. You only fail, or you are only a failure, when you give up on something that you love because you listened to your negative thoughts. It is normal to have negative thoughts. Every human being on earth is going to have them. I have them. It's normal. I always said to you guys that if you feel that certain thoughts or emotions need to surface, to allow them to surface. Please don't avoid your negative thoughts or your negative emotions. It's very important that you don't avoid any feelings that you have or any thoughts that you have. Allow them to surface. Allow that process to happen. It's important. I don't believe in, ignore your emotions, ignore your feelings. They are there for a reason. You feel a certain way for a reason. So allow that emotion, that feeling, that thought to surface and allow yourself to think about what this means. What does it mean that you're thinking about that? What does it mean that you have this negative thought? Why are you having it? Allow yourself that time to process it. That's important. And it's also important that you do not allow the negative thoughts to control you. So with that in mind, I would like to leave you with an activity to try. I would like for you to write down three negative things about your life. And for each negative thought, please write down two positive things that will override that negative thought. Do this and you will be amazed to see what kind of negative thoughts we as humans tend to have in our minds, and we don't even realize it. We don't even realize half of the time how our negative thoughts are affecting our choices and our actions in life. Because we are so busy. We're so busy with our daily routine. We live in such a fast-paced modern society that we don't realize what negative thoughts are racing through our minds constantly and how they actually affect us by preventing us to accomplish certain things, from accomplishing certain things, from accomplishing our goals, from being happy in relationships or happy with ourselves or having the career of our dreams. Negative thoughts that are just sitting in our minds and we don't do anything with, but they just sit there and they just affect our choices, the choices that we make in our lives and the decisions that we make. These are the negative thoughts that fail us, that cause us to fail in life. So remember to always allow whatever thoughts are in your mind subconsciously, whatever it is that you're thinking about, give time to process these thoughts and then write them down and replace it with positive things so that you can override the negative ones. I hope this was helpful for you. And I wanted to let you know that if you are interested in working with me privately, I do offer coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions online. And I do offer a free consultation so that we can just make sure that we are the right fit for one another. And I will include the link where you can contact me if you are interested in that free consultation. I will include the link in the show notes. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you later. Take care.